Are there harmful states of concentration? How would potentially you go down the wrong path? Is there a question you could ask yourself? I mean, it's a good. There are harmful states of concentration in the sense that as one is able to concentrate the mind more, one can start to push away things. There's a strength of mind that starts to be built, and one starts to push away things one doesn't like, and then one can become more rigid in one's both in one's view and one's ability. And I mentioned in the last question that ability to of softness and adaptability, sort of where I was able to be soft and adapt. There's an idiom in Thai, which sort of points to the, and I'm trying to remember it all. Sort of like the pointing to the flaws or foibles, sort of like kamatan ki growth. So that's like a meditator who's irritable and then something like sando ki kho, sort of somebody who is supposed to be content but then is always asking for things. So then that you recognize, oh, there's as the mind becomes more concentrated, sometimes we can justify, because the goal becomes more important than the actual, what we're experiencing and what we're doing. So then we can easily become more rigid, more unable to adapt and have an ease with adaptation, because we want to protect our precious little peaceful mind, and that isn't very useful. So that's a harmful aspect. Sometimes also in terms of harmful states of concentration, in terms of becoming rigid in terms of one's views, becoming more, because one doesn't want to have to deal with the complexity. I mean, it's almost like there's a certain fundamentalist attitude where one wants to keep it very simple, and then one's views start to get more rigid. And especially as the mind becomes more settled, one's able to hold those views more strongly, which is sometimes not a good thing. So those are drawbacks that can happen.